What's up, y'all? Good evening. Yours truly, Dr. Baby Pierre. Another episode of the Doctors React series. And this one comes as a shock, I'll be honest. And I'm going to set up the story. I'm on nights. So I'm on nights. I'm working nights this week. And where I'm at, I don't get no signal. So I'm not getting no signal, no alerts on my phone. Like, once I go to work, if you're looking for me, you're not going to find me, unless you, like, send me an email, I happen to check a computer or something. So I get off of work about 6:30-ish in the morning, and then alerts and notifications and things, because typically when something like this happens, people will send it to me like, hey, like, you see what's going on? Because they assume maybe I might talk about it here. So I start seeing this, you know, bridge collapse. I'm seeing people kind of mention me, people kind of at me, and then I'm watching the video. And even as I'm watching the video, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I don't know how many of y'all, I want y'all to say it in the chat. I don't know how many of y'all like kind of felt the same thing when y'all first saw that video, because I'm sitting there watching like, okay, that's a big boat, right? Cargo ship, right? That's a big boat. Like, what is it doing? And you could just see it just kind of slowly progress. And the whole time I'm like, okay, is somebody punking me right now? Like, I don't know about y'all. I don't know how many of y'all felt that you might have been being punked, right, when you first watched the bridge collapse video, right? Like, I thought someone was punking me. I thought like, oh, this is some movie or, you know, something's going on, because this don't even look real. And then it hits. And then you just see this bridge just kind of like crumble over like it was nothing. Now, of course, when you're watching the video, you really can't appreciate, one, how big the bridge is, two, how big the ship is, right? Those are two things that you really can't appreciate till like people started doing measurements and saying like, hey, this building is 947 feet. That ship was 948, just to give you an idea. So once it starts like hitting me like that, I'm like, whoa. This is wild. And I'm from South Florida, so I'm not necessarily familiar with the Baltimore area. So of course I gotta start going to my Googling to even figure out like, okay, this bridge that it hit, like, is this like an important bridge? Like, of course, obviously all bridges are important, but is this one of those bridges where like people, there's gonna be a lot of detour? And just from my Google Maps like research, right? Just from my Google Maps research, I'm looking at it like, oh, like this is a problem. And then I put my medical hat on and I'm trying to figure out how many people were on that bridge when it went down. That was my first thing. Like, again, medical hat, and again, mind you, this is like 6:30-ish in the morning. I'm like, how many people were on that bridge like when this thing got hit? Not only on the bridge, how many people were on the ship? Like, I'm just putting my medical hat, because I know, obviously, the first responders, you know, us, we got to go there, right? When fire happens, right? When, you know, when emergency happens, we don't run away from the emergency. We typically run towards the emergency. So I'm sitting here thinking like, whoa, like, how many people need to be rescued? Like, it's a big bridge, especially after I do my Googling and I'm seeing the maps. I'm like, all right, how many cars were on the bridge? And like, so I just saw an article, just read an article, actually this one right here, where it talked about how the death toll is about six people. Now, if you see a picture of this bridge, if you see the traffic that this bridge could have been at, like, that's like, I'm obviously six people passed away, so I don't want to say thank God, but like, it could have been worse. And then you're reading that the six people who passed away were construction workers or people who were actually doing work on said bridge. So it wasn't like passerbyers were on the bridge. It was like six workers. Now, I'm going to play a clip. I don't know if they're going to, and I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about, because I see some comments already happening. I'm going to talk about, when something like this happened, how my conspiracy theorists already like, well, like, check in, right? No one checks in like my conspiracy theorists, right? We're going to talk about that. Because like I said, you know, obviously physician, COVID, I've been dealing with y'all conspiracy theorists for a while. So like, I'm very used to y'all. And typically, if you're a conspiracy theorist about one thing, you're a conspiracy theory about a lot of other things from that standpoint there. Yeah, someone says 1 o'clock in the morning. In fact, they have a timeline. Just to give a quick timeline. 1 a.m., they have a live stream that captures light traffic, and then they just see the rig on the way. 1:07 a.m., the cargo ship enters this channel, right? And I'm just reading off the article, you know, where the river is. At 1:24, they start seeing that the lights are going off and on, right? So again, this is happening quickly. For those who may be thinking like, oh, they had a lot of time to do it. This is happening very quickly of, oh, like this is about to be a problem. Numerous alarms go off on the bridge at 1:24. At 1:26, the dolly, which is the ship, loses its lights completely. And then it's just coasting to the bridge at 1:26 a.m. And by 1:27 a.m., the blackout occurs. And then boom, like it hits, right? So I want to play the first responder call, because this is important, right? And again, especially from a first responder health relay standpoint, when you think about a casualty like this, from an emergency like this, you're trying to figure out like, okay, like how many people we have to rescue? What type of rescue am I having to look for? And fortunately, again, six people passed away. Rest in peace to the people who passed away. Fortunately, when the power was going off on this boat, and there's talks about why it happened, and this is where your conspiracy theories kind of kicks in. They don't know why, right? They don't know why that power went out. But once the power went out, they couldn't control the ship, right? For those who may be wondering, like, what's so important about the power going out on a ship? Like, you can't control the ship if I can't, like, power the ship. So the ship had no power and no control, and it just kind of got glided all the way to that bridge. That was a question. That was a good question. Once they lost power to the ship, they couldn't guide it. They couldn't steer it. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't drop an anchor. They couldn't do anything but let it go, right? It was just kind of floating. And unfortunately, we see what happened. So this is, again, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to hear this. For those who listen to on a podcast, I'll make my editors, you know, clean this up better.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching. It just lost their steering.
So, like, this is one first responder dispatcher saying, hey, like, two sides of the bridge, y'all. I need you to stop traffic on one side. I need you to stop traffic on the other side because there is a ship that is coming. Now, again, fortunately, again, this is from a timing standpoint, this is about like 3 to 5 minutes. So this is not they had an hour and change to no. This is a 3 minute span where they get a first responder call from the ship to say, hey, I've lost my power. I can't control my ship. Like, it's about to go down. And fortunately, they're able, you know, the bridge dispatcher, the 911 dispatchers is able to get to the bridge people to say, hey, you stop traffic, let's say south and north. You stop traffic going south. You stop traffic going north. Like, that's who it is. So just so we can get an idea kind of where he's coming from.
So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic. Yep, we're all on the route to the south side. I'm holding traffic now. I was dragging, but we stopped prior to the bridge, so I'll have all out of traffic stopped. 10-4, is there a crew working on the bridge right now?
And that's an important question because he asks, especially if you can hope you can hear it, he asks, was there a crew working on the bridge at the moment? Because what we know is that the six people who passed away were actually construction workers who were working on that bridge. And from the articles that I've read, some of them were just kind of in their car. We're not sure if notice was got to them to say, hey, something is going your way. We're not even sure if that happened or occurred. So we do know that it wasn't as if someone who was just kind of going, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. So let's say they're coming from work, late night shift or something. It's not like that happened. No, it was all through traffic, like was stopped. And the people who passed away, unfortunately, were people who were already working on the bridge. Apparently, construction workers, people who were working to fill potholes, they were on the bridge, you know, doing their thing. And unfortunately, that's weird to me. Like, did they not? I don't say they did not see a bridge because, again, like, who in their right mind? I don't know how many people on the chat like have to use a bridge to go anywhere. Or let's just say interstate, because that'd be easier. I know, I'm assuming a lot of people use interstate. Like, you never think that, hey, you know what? Like, a ship may come through and hit me. Like, that's never in your preview, hopefully, right? Like, because I couldn't drive like that if every time I drove across a bridge, I'd have to worry like, wow, I wonder if that ship is going to come hit me. Like, that's usually never a conversation that you have, right? Usually you think, all right, ship is coming. All right, they're going to stop me before I get there. They're going to lift the bridge up, let the ship go, put the bridge down, then I can go. That's usually kind of the state of mind. So, of course, you're not thinking like, all right, that ship is going to run into me. And even if you, let's say they saw it. Let's say they saw it and they're just looking like, wow, that's a big ship. Right? Again, you're like I said, as I'm reading this at 6:30 in the morning, I'm confused as I'm watching the video because I'm like, hold on, what is happening here? Like, oh, that ship is coming. Oh, it's going to hit this bridge. Oh, it definitely hit the bridge. Right? Like, that's what's wild to me. Right? Oh, Elaine, that's a great question. Like, why didn't the ship have backup power? I don't know if, like, especially from a fail-safe standpoint, I don't know if that's something that they ever expected to have, right? Like, oh, I need, like, oh, if this power just happens to go down, like, have this type of generator. Like, I don't think, and again, it's a huge cargo ship. I don't know nothing about cargo ships. But I just have to assume that that's usually not in their purview that they need a backup to a backup. Like, I assume that, hey, whatever power source I have typically works. And let's say it does go out. Usually I have enough time because I'm in the middle of the sea, because it's a big boat, right? Big cargo ship. I'm in the middle of the sea, so I got time to be able to kind of deal with it. I'm almost sure this was like the worst case scenario. Not only can you have a failure where the power goes out, you don't even have time. Again, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You don't even have the time to like deal with it. Because by the time you have time to deal with it, let's say it takes 10 minutes typically to come back. Less than five minutes later, you're running into a bridge. You're running into a bridge. And I'm thinking about my first responders who got to go out there, right? They, you know, search and rescue. They got to go in the water. I was told that water was cold, 47 degrees. Woof. Right. And, you know, from what I'm reading, after about 30 to 60 minutes, you're not surviving just chilling in 40 degree water. Right. So unfortunately, we did have 6 people who passed away. It could have been worse. It could have been worse. It could have been a scenario where this is, you know, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody going to work. Like, think about that. It could have been 12 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody going to work. You don't even have time to stop the bridge and get people off. Like, again, this is only 5 minutes. Let's say we're back to back. Like y'all know, y'all travel the interstate. Like, if you were traveling, again, I drive a 95 today. If I had only 5 minutes, right, to get to to and fro, and I'm in, you know, car to car, bumper to bumper traffic, what am I going to do? I can't push the car any faster, right? So thank God, right? And again, like I said, rest in peace to the 6 who passed away. Thank God that this happened in a time where our first responders, especially our dispatchers, I don't know who dispatchers are, but shout out to y'all. Again, remember, especially when we talk about first responder, there's multiple layers of the team, right? The most important layers of the team are the people who were able to say, hey, y'all need to stop traffic to and fro on this bridge. Like, y'all need to stop the traffic. Like, whatever you was doing beforehand, stop what you're doing now and make sure traffic can't come from, you know, north, south, east, west, whatever the direction is. Like, that's what you got to do, is make sure that happens. And unfortunately, fortunately, they were able to do that. But unfortunately, because you had people who happened to already be working on the bridge, there was nothing that they could do, right? There was absolutely, and they passed away. So again, rest in peace to them. And I had an article with the 6. I don't know if there's an article with the 6 names. There was a couple of people who actually, like, it was 6, but a couple of people actually survived the water that they were able to rescue. So it could have been 8. I don't see an article with all of their names, and I don't want to just single out a couple people. Yeah, I don't see it. All right, so yeah, I don't want to single out a couple people. That, like, this is right. So again, at 1 a.m., y'all. And of course, right, and again, like I said, because I'm used to it, I'm not shocked by it, not surprised by it. You go, you see this happen, and immediately my conspiracy theorists, again, I love y'all, right? Because if whenever you think like, all right, what is the most like far-reaching idea or possibility that this event can happen? If you talk to your conspiracy theorist friends, they'll let you know, right? So you had people saying that this was maybe a possible terror attack. You had people saying, like, I saw some people, they started getting racist, but, you know, that's how it typically goes in this country. They started saying, was this DEI related, right? Y'all know that new buzzword now, DEI, you know, black DEI, whatever. You had people trying to connect, like, I saw one person try to connect that Bill Gates owns, like, one of the cargo ships. Like, it's wild, right? That you can have a tragedy like this. And immediately, one, people are already looking to blame someone, right? They're automatically looking to blame someone, right? We haven't even rescued the people who need to be rescued, possibly. And they're already looking to say, oh, whose fault is this? Like is it the cargo ship? Like, it's just wild to me. Very, very wild to me. And then you have people who, again, once the tragedy happens, right? Once it occurs, right? And once news starts going out, and, you know, again, the folks, the racists, the conspiracy theorists, everyone's trying to pass blame, right? Again, they're not even thinking about the victims. They're just trying to pass blame. You know, automatically people start asking questions like, all right, hey, how long is this bridge going to take to build back, right? Like, mind you, it's not even an hour in. People are already asking questions about like, oh, well, how long is this bridge going to take to build back? Like, what's the traffic going to look like? What's, like, how am I going to get, like, again, I think especially, and I say this a lot in this country, we become so desensitized to mass, like, casualty-like events like this, you know, for all the mass shootings that's happening. We become so desensitized to it that we're automatically like, all right, on to the next one. Like, on to, this is what, 2 days ago? This, like, we're already on to the next one. Like, we are already ready to go, ready to build a new bridge, ready to say, hey, how is Amazon going to get my deliveries? How much is this going to cost us, our boating industry? Like, just asking types of questions. And me, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, okay, if my car fell in the water, do I even know how to get out? Like, how many people, like, think about that? Like, I'm trying to figure out to myself, man, if my car fell in the water, like, do I even know how to get out? Like, that's not a question I should be having to ask myself. But of course, you see something like this here. You start saying, man, you know what? I need to at least think about a scenario, right? Because I would have never thought of it. I need to at least think about a scenario that's a possibility where I might have to save my family members. What if my kids are in the back? Who do I save first? Right? Like, all of these things are happening, and I think because that's how we cope, right? I talk about this all the time. When it comes to these mass casualties that we experience with the shootings and everything, the way that we're able to kind of get through the day is we just like, all right, man, that's wild, man. That's crazy. They couldn't even go to, you know, shop at a grocery store, or they couldn't even go to church, right? Or they couldn't go to school. They couldn't go to a concert. They couldn't go to a club. We're so used to it that we have to speed it up, because if we have to like think about that, like, it eats at us, and we don't want it to eat at us. So we're just like, all right, like, that's wild, y'all. That's crazy. That's a big boat. Let's keep it moving. So again, my conspiracy theorist, man, again, I'm, like I said, I love y'all, right? Because again, whenever you're trying to say, man, what is the most wildest possibility scenario that my conspiracy theorists will tell you. They will tell you, and they'll let you know. They'll point out, like, oh, well, it was carrying this cargo and this cargo and the city of Baltimore. And like, they'll let you know. Like, they will do that. Of course, we ignore them. We listen to them, right? Because, you know, we're not bad people, right? We'll listen. We'll listen to say, okay, let me see what y'all trying to say here. But then we just kind of blow it off, right? Yeah, someone said, yeah, meanwhile, people have died, millions, families lost them. Oh, yeah, exactly, right? Six. And again, and that was my thinking, right? Like, this is before we even knew that six people passed away. I'm just trying to figure out, like, did they have enough time to close the bridge down? Did they have enough time to make sure that, you know, we could try to decrease as much casualty? Like, that's all I'm thinking about. Someone says, when it's suspicious when Obama literally made a movie about it. No, it's not suspicious. Like, that's a movie. Like, again, and mind you, right? Let's follow you the train of thought. Like, I'm with you, because when I was watching it, I thought it was a movie. Like, yeah, remember, I just finished working the night shift. It's 6-something in the morning. I'm starting to get all these just random notifications. And I just see this like, hold on, boat rent, like, what? Like, I just see it. I got to put my, like, all right, let me just make sure this is, like, real. And then once it's confirmed. But, like, no, like, we got to understand, movies are movies, and this is reality, right? And there's an issue of just plausibility, right? Like, there's an issue that's saying, hey, like, what is the most likely scenario? And if we understand that the most likely scenario is not that some terrorist attack occurred or someone purposely caused a mechanical failure to purposely run into that bridge to cause all these, you know, economic problems or whatever, right? Because what, like, if we just logically talk it out, right, we shouldn't go to that, right? But unfortunately, we always go to that. Right, we always go, right? You can hear say they stopped traffic and then fell, they try. Yeah, no. A lot of the cars that fell were, I think, construction workers. And again, they were able, like I said, shout out to our first responder dispatchers by being able, one, again, whoever was on that boat, by being able to call and say, hey, a ship is coming. Like, a ship is coming. Like, y'all, like, whatever y'all doing, stop what y'all doing and stop cars from coming. Like, and again, obviously, again, it's easy because it's 1 o'clock in the morning. It is 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, thank God for that. Right. So it wasn't as many cars that needed to be stopped. But imagine if it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. Imagine it was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's rush hour. It's 5 p.m. Everyone trying to go home. Right. Like, imagine. Like, yeah, I can't even. I mean, that death toll would have been, and that's what I'm thinking, right? And I'm thinking, especially from my first responder standpoint, when, you know, search and rescue and the emergency docks and emergency rooms and all of the influx that would have had to occur to deal with a possible mass casualty that, like, took 6 lives, but could have took a lot more depending on the time frame. And again, like, right now, what we know is that there was some, you know, power failure, right? We know that the ship essentially lost control. There's nothing that ship could do. So it's, and oh, someone said 30,000 people use that bridge daily. Yeah, that's, again, like, that's wild to me. And it's a, like I said, if you Google Maps the bridge, you can see how 30,000 people use that bridge. Like, again, I'm in South Florida, so I'm not familiar with that bridge. I ain't really familiar with bridges like that anyways, but I'm not familiar with that particular bridge. So I have to Google Maps it myself. I'm sitting here just looking at Google Maps, looking like, okay, that's a long bridge. Right? It's a long bridge. And like all of these bodies of water here, like that's kind of wild to me. Right? And then I see a couple people posting. Like, cause typically when stuff like this happens, I love, and I don't know if I follow. In fact, I'm almost sure I don't follow any like structural engineers. But you start seeing people saying like, well, that's cool and all, but why was that bridge able to just kind of go down so quote unquote easily? That's what people are saying. Like, why was that bridge so able to go down so easily? Like, guys, and again, I implore you to look to see how big that cargo ship was without anything on it. Like, without anything on that bridge, I mean, on that ship, how big is it? And then when you think about all of the cargo that is sitting on top of it, so it's not like, and again, especially because we talk about how the ship lost power and it was essentially kind of floating in that direction, it's not like it needed to go very fast to break that bridge. It didn't need to go very fast to break that bridge. That is a huge ship coming down to an area that, like, oh yeah, you're not going to be able to withstand. You're not going to be able to stop me from going, right? Like, that's simple physics. You're not going to be able to stop my mass from continuing to move. I'm bigger than you. I'm going to be able to move through you. And that's what it did. And I was reading an article. It was a good one. And it talked about the type of bridge it is, right? So apparently, And this is where, you know, obviously my conspiracy theory, folks. What did they called it, like a failure critical bridge? I think that's what the term was. Let me give me a second. Failure critical bridges. Because, of course, like I said, you have people who are saying, like, well, how come that bridge is, like, quote, unquote, crumbled? let me see. Bridge fares. Oh, you see, I can't. It was a good article, too, because it listed the number of. Yeah, so someone said fracture critical bridges, right? So it listed the number of bridges that we have in this country that are fracture critical, aka meaning that a boat like that could hit that bridge in a certain area and there's no redundancy to make it so it doesn't just crumble over. And we got a lot of bridges. Now, like, again, I'm just shooting out numbers, right? And in fact, let me. Fracture. Baltimore. So, because I want to make sure I got the right number. So, Key Bridge is one of 17,468 fracture critical bridges here in the United States out of a total of 615,000, right? So, again, it's not a majority. Right, it's not a majority as far as these types of bridges, right? But again, these bridges, again, do not have redundancy. So if something happens, it starts to crumble. Someone says we should not be sending, our government should not send money to Ukraine to fix our damn bridges. And then, you know, political speak, right? Again, we're not sending Ukraine money per se, right? We're sending them like weapons and stuff that cost money. So we say, hey, it's $1 million, right? Like, again, that's neither here, not important. But again, I agree, right? I agree with you, right? See, this is where we can agree. I agree that, yeah, maybe we should spend some money, like making sure that we have, you know, zero fracture critical bridges. Now, is that possible, right? Y'all live in this country, especially those who are in the United States. Do y'all think that our government, you know, Congress, like, do y'all think that they can actually get together and say, hey, let's spend this money to fix all our bridges? Do we live in a country that could come together and do that? Like, if y'all are serious, right? If y'all are serious and y'all pay attention, y'all know that. Y'all know the answer is no. Y'all know the answer is no. Because someone's going to say, how are we going to afford it? Someone's going to say, hey, tax the rich. And the rich who are in Congress are going to be like, no, I'm not taxing the rich. And then we're going to go through the circle. Again, ideally, I would love for us to fix every bridge in this country. Ideally, right? But like, again, I live in a reality because I live in the United States and I'm politically aware. So I just know what comes. It just is what it is, right? But again, this is, like I said, we don't want to get poli-sci on here, right? We just want to, one, you know, give our respects to the six people who passed away, right? We want to give our respect to the six people who passed away and those victims. We want to give props to our first responders, our dispatchers, who made the efforts, who likely saved a lot of lives, right? Yeah, someone said the infrastructure bill is taking care of a lot of it. You definitely for sure for that. Shout out to the infrastructure bill. So we want to shout out our first responders, right? Y'all know me, right? Anytime I can shout out our first responders, we're going to shout out the first responders, our dispatchers. We just got to thank... Right. We just got to thank the Lord that like that happened at the time it happened. Again, obviously, I don't want it to happen at any time. At no time of the day do I want to be reading that a ship has lost power and is going towards a bridge. No time of the day. But if there is a time of the day where I have to read that, I'm kind of glad it happened at 1 o'clock in the morning when it was enough time, because someone mentioned earlier in the chat that 30,000 people use that bridge every day, where there was enough time to stop traffic completely. And unfortunately, have they identified the six people? Yes, they did. There's a couple articles that kind of mentioned their name, but I didn't have all six of their names, so I didn't want to. I would love to shout out all six of the names, but typically what happened, because it just says two Guatemalan nationals. They're still missing two Mexican nationals. It said of the eight people who were on the bridge, several were employees of Bronner Builders. which is a construction company. Again, they were working to fill potholes overnight. Indian Nationals. This is weird. This article is kind of weird because, you know, it's really highlighting the fact that they were Nationals. I don't know why. Well, I know why, but, like, you know, kind of like that. So there were fortunate construction workers who passed away, you know, doing their job, right? And, you know, either they didn't have enough time, not enough warning. We're not sure what happened, but they did end up kind of passing away from it, right? And, of course, as you know, like I said, I'll be honest, right? I was one of the first things I did after I saw that, realized what was happening, is I started looking and saying, man, if my car were to fall off a bridge, and I happen to survive, right? Because it's not guaranteed, right? Because I saw some people online saying, like, well, you know, you should be able to break your window and get out and swim. And I'm like, guys, if your car is falling off a bridge, like, I'm almost sure you're not going to be in your right frame of mind. Let's be honest, right? Let's be honest. Again, and this is from a person who, when cold blue happens, I run towards cold blues in a hospital, right? Like, so I run towards emergencies, right? And even in my, you know, my preparedness of running towards an emergency, right, when, you know, it's a cold blue, like, I'm almost sure that if you put me in that same situation and my car is falling off a bridge, I'm not thinking about rolling down my, I'm not doing none of that. Like, that's not happening, right? We got to be honest with ourselves here, right? It just is what it is, right? It's like, someone kind of mentioned it, with a bridge with that much traffic, why is there not a safety system? Yeah, no, and I think that's what it is, right? And we kind of mentioned it, right? Like, there's certain bridges in this country that you know, are fracture critical bridges, right? Where if that happens, it's going down, right? There's no redundancy. There's no way to, like, it's going down from that standpoint there. So I think that is where we, you know, just kind of have to, you know, get our mindset on that. It's like, it definitely, again, not to say it can happen anywhere, but we do have quite a number of bridges in this country that need that support, right? So again, it's just one of those things where if you're living in an area where you got to cross a bridge, you might want to know if it's fracture critical or not. And even if it's not, right? Let's say you live in an area where your bridge is fracture critical. All right, what are you gonna do about it, right? This is you know, what you want to know. All right, what is the infrastructure looking like? Are boats passing by? Like, is these scenarios that I have to think about? And these are scenarios, trust me, I don't want no one to ever have to think about. No one should ever be having to think about, like, if this bridge goes down and I happen to survive the fall, because again, we gotta keep putting that. Yeah, someone said at 185 feet, that water is hit like concrete. Yes, right, that's why I have, like, again, like I said, I love my conspiracy theorists, but, like, some of the scenarios that y'all are having, like, oh, well, they should be able to, you know, break the window when it hit the water. It just is, right? It's like, if I happen to survive the fall and I happen to have the wherewithal to say, like, okay, I survived the fall, my car's filling up, you know, I was able to get my seat, but, like, all of these things that, again, right, the normal Joe Blow person is not going to think about, right? It's not going to think about. Just like the normal, you know, especially here in this country, because we're used to dealing with these types of mass casualty-like events, you know, give us a week and a lot of people won't be talking about this. And that's unfortunately how we've had to condition ourselves, because if we didn't, right, every week our hearts would be heavy with a mass shooting over here, mass shooting over there, you know, bridge collapsing. Like, every week we would have to deal with that. We wouldn't be able to go about our day. So, like, we're going to put this behind us. Like, I know we are, because that's what we do. We do it very well. I just want us to, again, remember, again, you know, we did have people who passed away. Rest in peace to them. You know, shout out and props to our first responder folks. Did an amazing job. Saved a lot of lives. I'm almost sure of it. And it just is what it is, right? So, again, you guys be blessed, man. Have a great, great evening. Yours truly, Dr. Barry. Remember, if you did not catch this will be put on our YouTube channel tomorrow, right? It'll be on YouTube tomorrow. And if you're a podcast listener, I will have it on the podcast on Friday. No, on podcast on Saturday. I think we do it on Saturday. So podcast will be on Saturdays, YouTube tomorrow. Make sure you like, follow. Appreciate all the questions, concerns, all the follows. Y'all be blessed.